Today is May 3rd, 2011 here in India and May 2nd over there in US. And from this Acts, and first I will read that same verse that I just read. Acts 16:5, and so were the churches, plural, established in the faith and increased in number daily. So here, and we see in Acts that right now focus is Paul, but God is no respecter of persons. The principle that God is showing, so that through this word in Acts, our focus, doctrine will give us faith. Faith comes. Our convinced expectation comes by hearing by the word of God. And this faith also is, we are focused. Our direction, our mind orientation is focused, pinpoint. So this Acts God has given to us for definitely a very, very wonderful reasons, many, many reasons, but very important, and enlightens us what God desires to do. We are not going to just open that section, but 1 Corinthians 11:1, where God's word says through Paul that be follower of me even as I am of Christ. Paul, this person Paul, was follower, imitator, copier of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, the master reconciler, he set the pattern and Paul followed it, imitated it, copied it. And God's word exhorts us to copy it. And we know Saul, he got born again, and there was 6 years that he was not fruitful. We don't read it in Acts, the fruitful works of God during those 6 years. But after that, when he was connected to Barnabas, then it changes. His manner was that he goes into the synagogue of the Jew and then shares that this Jesus is the Christ, and that gives different things. But earlier 6 years he did that, fruitless, but later on very fruitful. And we have come to Acts 16, so this is a second missionary journey of Paul. And again, it is God, okay, this is the main thing. We are to be led by the Spirit of God. Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God, daughters of God. And we have the ability to do that. And we encourage. Okay, we overseers, like Ephesians chapter 4, we perfect the saints. They are perfect, but encourage them so that they will manifest the perfection, the Christ's ability. They already have it. The new man is perfect. But for them to see it, they need to be encouraged to take a step forward. So that's what we are to do. And God is directing the overseers to help the new ones who hungers and thirst for truth, the meek ones, humble ones, the faithful men and women. We do that. So God puts in Paul's heart, Paul's heart, to go back and see the believers, the brothers, to whom they have preached the gospel in the first missionary journey. And this was around 52 AD, 53 AD, about 15 years after Paul's conversion, and 23 years from the day of Pentecost. And then they go through Cilicia area, Tarsus, and then goes to Lycaonia, Derbe, Lystra, and then take the one doctrine, help of the Jerusalem Council, Acts chapter 15, decision of the apostles and elders in Jerusalem, that the Gentiles don't have to do the law. They're free from that. But the Jews, they have to do. But this side helps Paul to really establish them in the faith. This side means that the Gentiles, they don't have to do the law. They don't have to be burdened with the law. So, one doctrine, the gospel that Paul preached among the Gentiles, the Romans through Thessalonians doctrine, the words that get them to move. The faith, which was not available. Faith means the Word. Word of God brings faith, like in Galatians. Before faith came, it's used figuratively. This faith came. How faith comes? By the Word. Now, which Word? The Romans through Thessalonian words. So, that faith is to get us to that level of walk of Christ. Because that faith reveals that we are complete. We are seated with Christ. We are in front of the Most High God. In what state? Holy and without blame. We are acceptable, lovely. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. And it is God that works in us. And many, many more words that get us moving with ferventness with God. So, because of this word, they were established in faith. And when they are established in faith, increase. It's always increase. Acts shows, not like a graph-wise, that it gives you flat line parallel to the x-coordinate. But it moves up rapidly on y-coordinate. Accelerate. So Acts shows us. God is showing us that what He says, that is, the word of Jehovah runs very swiftly. This is the norm. God is saying, this is the norm, and I'll tell you how. Here in Acts, God is giving us this word, that how He is able to do with us, to see God's desire, intention, and how God's word runs very, very swiftly. And so they were established in the faith, and increased in number daily. So in this area, Iconium, Derbe, Lystra, Antioch, Pisidia, those areas that he first preached, and that surrounding area, these believers and leaders, they got the word moving out of that regions also. After seeing them really taking off, it was in Paul's heart, spiritual heart, God's working in him, to go for more. He was not satisfied with the word of Jehovah running very swiftly only in this region of that they were in, and desired to see the new places this Word of Jehovah to move into. And here we see, before moving on, and this mind orientation that Paul has in Romans 15:20 says, "Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation." New places. And in New King James Version, Bible says this same verse, "And so I have made it my aim to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation." So that was what he made it his aim, his focus. New locations, new. And I saw the same thing in the leaders' meeting where I participated yesterday at Stephen's Place. And this is the aim that Paul, where in 1 Corinthians 11:1, says, "Be imitators of me, copy me, as I copy Christ, the Master Reconciler." And back to Acts 16, "And so as his aim is new field, new location, new plot, where he can put new foundation, not somebody else's foundation." And then he proposed in his mind, here, verse 6, "Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and region of Galatia, and were forbidden of Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia." Paul thought to go to Asia through these areas, regions, but God says no. So God is definitely showing, and this is the pattern, this is the way. And how Paul was successful after those 6 years period where he was not fruitful, later on with Barnabas, he moved with God's direction. And in Philippians, by revelation, Paul says that it is God who works in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So he understands about this. God works in us. God shows us which direction to go. And he had his aim to proclaim this good news. New location. Very important. As this was Paul's thrust, his aim. And Romans, foundational doctrine section, coming to a closing section. Why he was able to be productive? Because he aimed. And this is not, okay, just Paul. Paul did it. It's not for me. We imitate the way that Paul did. And we see it here in Acts. And then, verse 7, "After they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not." So again, very clear thing. No, that's not the direction God is showing him. And then, of course, the man of Macedonia, vision. He receives a vision. God has the harvest ready location. Jesus Christ said, the Master Reconciler said, harvest is plenteous. There are fields in the world. there are plenty of harvest-ready fields. At the same time, there are fields the harvest is not ready. Ephesus, we know, is in Asia. And this time, God is saying, I don't want you to go to Asia. Later on, Paul goes to Ephesus, and then in 2 years and 3 months, the word of God was preached throughout Asia. So mightily grew the word and prevailed. So the timing. And God knows the harvest-ready field. When we move into the harvest-ready field, we cannot make mistake. Even a fool can get the word moving. Mighty way. You know, just a figure of speech. But you got to be led by the Spirit of God. But we need to get to the harvest-ready field, which Jesus Christ says, this harvest is plenteous. And we want to move into that location. And God is directing us to harvest-ready field. When my mental orientation is my aim, I have strived, or I have made it my aim to proclaim the gospel. New place, new. That's where we get. Because Acts, we see that. We see that. It's constant movement. Constant movement, dynamic, and the graph, you know, the increase added to, the Lord added to the church, and the number of disciples increased and so forth. It's moving up rapidly on the graph. And here, he moves into Macedonia. Now, Antioch Pisidia to Macedonia, the first city, Philippi, is about 550 miles, 600 miles journey. They will get there and meet Lydia. And then they were thrown into jail, got beaten, thrown into jail, and the earthquake, and this keeper of the prison, he comes to Paul, and he says, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" He asked this question, and this man must have been searching, seeking for the salvation, the truth. And then Paul get him born again, and this guy happened to be the ready to move guy. See, this is also another thing we are seeing. In the harvest ready location, God has fervent, fiery, ready to move and move, movers with God kind of people. And this person wakes up everyone at night, late at night, early morning in his home. And Paul was able to, in verse 34, 16, 34, "And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house." So they come out of the jail, these magistrates and these guys, they come over and then asked pardon from Paul for beating them and throwing them into the jail. And Paul and Silas, being Romans, they had the rights. Romans had the right to be heard and in the proper way, but they didn't do the proper way. So the magistrates, they were in trouble, big trouble. So they come over and fetch them out. And then they means Paul and Silas, go over to Lydia's house. And then verse 40 says, And they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, now already brethren, so Lydia was another person. The Lord opened her heart. She was a worshiper of Jehovah. A Gentile lady went to the prayer by the river, prayer location. So she was already a worshiper of Jehovah, like Cornelius, and devout. So when the truth, the good news came to her, she became established, strong, and in her house already there are believers. She was not a sitter, a strong believer. This place called Philippi. We see that Paul, Timothy, now Timothy was already with them, and Silas, they move out of this city pretty much right away. They didn't spend so much time in this city with the believers. But God has fiery hot, faithful men and women in harvest ready location. The laborers. And then they get the things going. And we will see that in 17, chapter 17. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. Apparently, Amphipolis and Apollonia didn't have the synagogue of Jews. They passed those cities. Paul went to the Jews first. And as it is read here in verse 2, and Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scriptures. Okay, let's see. Yeah, so in the synagogue of the Jews, three Sabbath days. So Paul, as his manner was, he goes into a synagogue and then reasoned with them out of the scriptures. Verse 3, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ. So that was his manner. After he was saved years ago, Saul, he had this manner. He goes to the synagogue and then he did exactly this. But that was not, you know, the places during those 6 years that Paul went, and the synagogues that he visited were not harvest-ready location. He had no fruit in those places. Now he is moving in the location, Macedonia. God said, go to Macedonia. This Thessalonica is a city in Macedonia. And 3 Sabbath days, means 3 weeks. He spent 3 weeks so far. He went into the synagogue and preached. And these things out of the scripture. And verse 4, and some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks. Now some of them, the Jews, some Jews believed. And the other group, and of the devout Greeks. These are worshippers of Jehovah, like Lydia. They already have turned away from idols. These Gentiles who turned away from the idols, and they believed that God of Jews, Jehovah, was God, true God. So these guys, the Gentiles, a great multitude, and of the chief women, not a few. So a lot of Gentiles here the devout ones, they believed what Paul spoke. And verse 5, but the Jews which believe not, moved with envy, took unto them certain little fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out of the people. And when they found them not, these Jews who are against Paul, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are come hither also, whom Jason hath received. And these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus. And they trouble the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. And when they had taken security, like bond, of Jason and of the other, so they were willing to put bond or security, certify that Paul is not going to do unlawful things. And of the other, they let them go. They were satisfied. These rulers of the city were satisfied, so they let them go. And verse 10, and the brethren, now it says brethren, already believers, immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea. So these wonderful believers already from Thessalonica, they had consideration, they thought about Paul, Silas, their safety, and sent away Paul and Silas by night onto Berea. I'm sure they accompanied them. They went along with Paul and Silas and said, let's go. Now, and then I just complete this verse then, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. Now, interesting thing, we will go to Philippians chapter 4, and we will read from verse 4:14. Notwithstanding ye, means Philippians, have well done that you did communicate with my affliction. Verse 15, now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. Beginning of the gospel, when Paul came over to Thessalonica from Philippi. That was the beginning of the gospel, starting of the gospel. And here it says that when they departed from Macedonia, that means Paul, after Macedonia area, visited Athens and Corinth. So no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. Verse 16, for even in Thessalonica you sent once and again unto my necessity. So from here we see that Paul, when they were in Thessalonica, now 3 Sabbath days, so at least 3 weeks, and plus 1 more week, 2 more weeks. So Philippians, they sent not just once, but twice unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Verse 18, but I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you. So things, so which include money. Paul didn't carry, I don't think, huge cash, like $200,000, $100,000. cash traveling? I don't think so. And I don't know how many change of clothes they carried. So they sent things which were necessary for Paul. Not only Paul, Silas, Timothy, which were sent from you, and this was an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But here the point is, they were in Philippi for not many days. But believers that God gives at the harvest-ready location, and this was obviously harvest-ready location because God said, go to Macedonia, Philippi. God has fervent, fiery, hot kind of believers, leaders. And these guys, they sent gifts, things to Paul while they were in Thessalonica. Not only once, twice, Epaphroditus comes and then just supply these things so that Paul could continue. Silas could continue. Timothy could continue ministering to God's people. So, Thessalonica. So, a lot of Gentiles believed in Thessalonica. We read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, Paul, chapter 1, in Hindi is Paulus. So, Paul and Silas and Timotheus, unto the church of Thessalonica, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This First Thessalonian was written pretty much right after their visit. Some say that in 53 AD, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians written. But anyway, here, so greeting. And then verse 2, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brother and beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know, what manner of men we were among you for your sake. So they didn't just go there with new words, new rap, but with the power of God. God's power was evident. And verse 6, and you became followers of us. The manner of Paul. They copied, followed, connected us and of the Lord, because Paul was follower of the Lord. And now they became copier, followers of Paul, Silas, Timothy, having received the word in much affliction, pressure, with joy of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. The whole city became uproar. And of course, Paul and Silas and Timothy move out from Thessalonica pretty much right away. But these guys in harvest ready field, they continue, as it is shown here in Thessalonians. And verse 7, so that we were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia, for from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to God's word is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Now, initial guys, they already turned. Initial Gentiles, devout Greek, who were at the synagogue, they already had turned away from the idols to the living and true God. So these other guys, now here, the other guys, as a result of the initial, I'm sure, Gentiles, devout Greeks, the multitude, these guys with God moved out. They were led by the Spirit of God, they moved out, and the Lord, God, added these new ones. Now, new ones, they turned from idols to serve the living God. And they copied Paul's way. So, devout Greeks, it says in Acts 17, multitude. Now, these people, they also move with the power of God. So, short time, Paul were there in Thessalonica, Paul instructed them, okay, you begin right away. Because Paul moved out. Timothy moved out from Thessalonica and Silas moved out Thessalonica pretty much right away. So they definitely had to instruct something for them to be able to copy and do like Paul and his company did. So, we see in Thessalonica what God was able to do. And verse 11, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica. These Jews were more noble than those Jews in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Therefore, many of them, the Jews in Berea, believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. But when the Jews, the contrasting, Jews of Thessalonica, they didn't do like the Berean Jews. And I'm sure these Gentile people, they might have gone to the scripture too. But contrast, Thessalonica Jews, some did, but not many did. So they were against what Paul was preaching. But Bereans, they looked at the scripture to check whether these things were so, and they saw it. Yes, this was so. Just as Paul preached, yes, that's what the Word of God says. So they were strong, convinced Jews in Berea. Verse 13, but when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached of Paul at Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people. And then, verse 14, immediately the brethren, again brethren, we have Paul, Silas, and Timothy. Three guys. Now, brethren are other than these Paul, Timothy, and Silas. So God gives right away those who move with Paul and his companion. Brethren. Okay, here. Verse 14. And then immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go as it were to the sea. But Silas and Timotheus abode there still. They considered that this persecution was focused on Paul only, so got Paul to be sent away verse 15, and they that conducted Paul brought him. Now they brought him. They paid for Paul's voyage and to go to Athens. And so initially, they decided Silas and Timothy stay in Thessalonica. So Paul traveled with some brethren who took him to Athens, and receiving a commandment unto Silas and Timotheus for to come to him, Paul, with all speed, they departed. So we see here that what kind of believers God want us bump into. And it is so obvious, signpost. You know, God's signal, the lights are so clear as imitator of Paul, who is imitator of Christ, that God wants us to give us hot, fiery people only. That's what we see. On the day of Pentecost is a great example. The first instance, first record of what kind of believers God wanted the 12 apostles to spend time with. God put it right there. That's our focus. Among many witnesses, many believers, who are we to focus? The faithful ones. The faithful ones, they believe the sound doctrine that you teach. They do it. They move. They are humble, so they believe. And who will be able to teach others also. On the day of Pentecost, God has shown us from His Word. The faith comes. Our aim comes. Our direction comes. What kind of believers? About 3,000 souls, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching, doctrine, practice, and fellowship, pursuing to be together, to share fully, and breaking bread together. And kind of reminding us of those days when we got into the Word. We were like them. We pursued the one who taught us the Word. We were with them. We broke bread with them. They have to get us out of their house, telling us it's pretty much time to go to bed. Or they're kind enough to let us sleep in their home. And the next morning we pursue to hear the Word. And we were doers also. From us also the Word of God was sounded out. So anyway, here in Acts 17, God, 16-17, God is showing us that I have harvest ready for you. Now it's up to me to move into that place or not. Saul, in the beginning, was moving in the location where he thought, not God thought, but he thought was the location where people will believe. Laborers will come. But we don't see any record that Paul got laborers during those times. But later on, when he listened to God, as God directed him, and he moved into that direction, then there are people who were ready to move with God. Right kind of people are at the location God sends us. God sent Philip to desert place and he met eunuch. And this guy from Ethiopia went to Jerusalem, didn't get his thirst quenched, and he got thirst quenched from this guy who was walking or running in desert, and he was on the chariot. He didn't think somebody walking in the desert could teach somebody on the chariot, and who is a learned man who looked after the finance of Ethiopia. But God knows where that hungry and thirsting people, and not only hungry and thirsting, but God is directing us to Lydia's, the keeper of the jail. How quickly the word moved in Philippi. Paul and Silas and Timothy didn't spend so much time. But those who are ripe with God, where God sends us, the harvest-ready field, they take off like jet plane right away. So that's signpost. Why does God show us something like this over and over and over? So that we don't see it and we don't practice it? No. Definitely God is showing us this is exactly how it's going to happen. So my aim, again, like Romans, the fundamental doctrinal section, Paul's mental orientation. And so I have made it my aim to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation. And he allowed God to direct his path. He could have made it his aim and still moved according to his direction. At the end, Paul went to Jerusalem. God said, I don't want you to go to Jerusalem. Paul went to Jerusalem. Then what? Then the word of God stopped moving swiftly. And he got into all sorts of trouble. But as long as he was moving with God and did according to the direction of God, he had great success. He couldn't miss anything. He could be blindfolded and then he can still shoot and bullet hits the bullseye. That kind of way when he was moving with God. So that's important. But the aim, yes, definitely the aim. Fresh field, just as Paul did. I have made my aim to preach the good news, not where Christ was named. If I am at such a location where it's not the harvest-ready field, you could spend 20 more years and we don't see Acts like this. So, we need to check. We need to check. And see, look at the status. Because God is showing us from His Word that when you move with me, this is available. No respect of person. This is not just for Paul or different locations, that location, different languages, different culture. Then the Word of God runs very swiftly. No, doesn't matter. God has many places where harvest is ready and ripe to hear, ripe people, so to speak. And now, what do I do? What do I do is my next thing. And that makes the difference. It can turn around right away. Like it turned around pretty much right away for Paul. And he began to move with God. The best and the good. They're good. There are many, many good things. But what's the best? The best is as it is shown. the shortcut, so to speak, is here. So what do I do? God wants all men to be saved. And it's not going to be done without this rapid way of God. God's way is rapid. His way is higher than our ways. And we don't have to think anything else. God's way is the way. And He says the word of Jehovah runs very swiftly. So, do I go His way or not? It's up to me. That decision is up to me. And when I do it, God is magnified. This act's going to take place for everyone. God wants everyone as Paul. How Paul did. Copy me. He said, copy me. Be a follower of me because I am of Christ. His way, that way he did, was the best way. No more new wheels to be invented. It's already there. We just follow it. And then we will see the manifold wisdom of God manifested in all over the world. God's going to get glorified. And God is ready to go. The day of Pentecost is not far away. So this is what I want to share today.